Have a listen to this.
How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to book a women's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
Sure, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, what time are you looking for around?
At 12 p.m.
We do not have a 12 p.m. available. The closest we have to that is a 1:15.
Do you have anything between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.?
Depending on what service she would like, what service is she looking for?
Just a woman's haircut for now.
Now, if I told you that one of those voices was not human, and in fact the entire conversation was being run by a computer program, and that computer program had phoned up a real hairdresser and was trying to book an appointment, you probably wouldn't believe me. But that's absolutely what happened. That grab was played actually at a conference in the last week, and the round of applause you heard was the audience being incredibly impressed when the robot started adding very human-like voice affectations. Peter Cowley's our tech commentator here on The Naked Scientist, is also an investor in technologies like this sort of thing. Peter, why are Google doing this?
We've heard of Google Assistant, which is like Alexa and Siri, which is basically you ask a question and you get a reply. This is turning that further. This is called Google Duplex, where duplex in this situation means bidirectional. So it's generating dialogue. So this is, and the reason they started this apparently is because 60% of all businesses in the US don't take online bookings, and they only take it by voice. So therefore, they've demonstrated this to show that it can be done, A, interactively, and B, with these ums and ahs, so it sounds like a human being. I demonstrated this to a group last night at a dinner party, and they were absolutely astonished. And there were several people who got it wrong. Which one was the
human? Yes, which one
human
was real? Mm. Yeah. Why on earth were you doing that at a dinner party? Didn't you have anything decent to talk about?
Because I was coming to see you today, Chris. No, we had other
things. But how on earth are they doing this?
Well, recognition has been around for 20 or 30 years, and it's getting better and better, and many of our listeners will have some sort of device in the home which is recognising what you're saying. Most of the time it's getting it correctly. We've had speech synthesis around for years and years and years. This is coupling together, but the important thing, it's putting a level of machine learning or artificial intelligence, if you want, which will actually interpret what's being said by the human and then play something back with the synthesis.
What's the processing overhead behind this? Is this an enormous supercomputer required to do this, or is this potentially scalable? As in, do you need a small device to do this so that you could have people having conversations with computers that are meaningful without having to use the entire Google network to do it?
A great question. It will end up in our phones at some point. Basically, it's machine learning requires what's called a neural net, and neural nets generally are done in, they're fairly slow and very process intensive if they're done in software, but they will end up in hardware. So at the moment, yes, it does use the massive set of servers, but in time it will be possible to do it on a much smaller device.
Down to the point of actually why they are doing this, what's their perceived need? Why do they think that people are going to buy into this? And why do they think that people want this kind of and pretending to be human? Because actually that's a bit deceitful.
Yes,
well, that makes me uneasy.
Yes, let's answer the second part first. Communication is more natural if you get the ums and ahs and hesitations, etc. So then it becomes much more acceptable that it is a bidirectional with the human being. And actually, the end result will be better. The human that's receiving it, in that case, the hair salon, is unlikely to recognize that it wasn't a human the other end, hasn't got impatient or anything, or hasn't tried it out. So it actually will speed up that sort of communication. It also, for Google, is doing a demonstration of where the technology is going, because it will become bidirectional, duplex, it will become a dialogue.
There was a gentleman we had on this program a few years back who actually showed that people tend to put in ahs and ums ahead of an item in a sentence that they were seeking to emphasize. And he noticed this particularly in parents teaching children language. Because if you say, oh, look at the plane in the sky, actually what it does is it creates a bit of cognitive space, but it also cues the individual, oh, look, potentially new word or important word coming. You must attend to this. So is Google adding the R's and ums in the right place? And does it have the capacity to learn to
do that? Again, a great question. I think it comes back down to what it's this communication, that perfect communication without the ums and ahs sounds stiltified. I mean, you run podcasts, I run podcasts. We actually take our ums and ahs out. I don't know if you do after you put these on the Naked Science.
We don't sterilise the conversation completely for the simple reason that it doesn't sound like natural speech if you do that. And
right,
for the reason that I learned from reading this gentleman's paper in Science, that actually I might
That's
be
adjectives.
By sterilising the R's and ums, I might actually be taking the emphasis away from key components of a sentence. So we want it to sound natural. And of course, all our guests here on the programme are so good at speaking that they don't say R and um very
not
much
me.
Anyway. No, not very much. But is there not a risk, though, that people might be deceived by a system like this or feel deceived?
Yes. I don't know if you noticed, but in the press last week, there was a guy that was doing robocalls in the States. These are robotic calls, and these are simple ones. And he was fined almost £90 million for doing this, for spamming people effectively. But if you took it further on, you have got this ethical issue that you could confuse. Even solicitors are being conned effectively with the right communication to hand over large sums of money.
So in future, we might see these sorts of calls opening with, by the way, you're talking to a non-human assistant.
Google have already said that. They've already said that even between last week and this week, they're going to, in some states of the States and other parts of the world, they'd have to say, because it's recording, and secondly, they're going to introduce, this is a Google assistant or something.
Because all your data, of course, is going far farther than you think it is, and that might have implications for the general data protection regulations, which are coming in
on
the 25th of May.
Yes. Yep.
Absolutely. Peter Cowley, our tech correspondent and a local business angel. Thank you very much.